we are talking Valero Texas Open. I am Ben Reza. That's not fantasy golf, man. Look who it is. It is our friend from Wednesday night, the man himself, off a good week at Corrales. Congratulations to you, sir. Jason Roslin, hello. It's nice to see you in the daytime.
Hey, yeah, man. I know. I do come out during the day. I'm not just in my garden or on the golf course. I am seen sometimes. And as Tim, sadly, I don't want to be on the show without him, but he's got a couple things going on. So I'm going to step in for him on this Tuesday and maybe get a little sleep on Wednesday nights. Who knows? You know, that's not up to me or anything else. But what I will be doing, I will tell you about, though, the sponsor of our show. I want to thank Monkey Knife Fight for sponsoring us continually. Their player props-based contest, well, they're easy to pick, or easy to play, I should say. Here's an example. This week, you got a two-choice, Spieth and Finau, over or under 18.5 birdies or better for the week. For me, I'm picking the over on Spieth and the under on Finau, and I get to choose my buy-in level. I get to choose all that kind of stuff, so no time requirements or anything like that. I don't have to worry about ownership. So check on monkeyknifefight.com, and when you deposit, you're going to get $50 from by using the promo code AWESOMO when you sign up for monkeyknifefight.com. Also, you can play other sports as well, not just PGA. You got NBA, esports, all of that over there, so check it out. Ben, pretty fun stuff over there. I'm not going to lie. I was checking it out earlier, found that Spieth one that I like. Maybe fading Finau, maybe gave you a little tease of what's going on this week.
Yeah, listen, this is, you know, I think everyone in the golf world has one eye on Augusta, no doubt about it. And some of the players probably do. But you know what? This is a good lead up. It's a nice prep week. I like this tournament. And we've got a lot, you know, to dig into here at Valero, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Let's learn a little bit about the golf course, TPC San Antonio. I'm sure, Ben, you've heard the divorce course terminology used once or twice in our couple of years of covering this event, but it is super tough. 54% of the fairways are going to be hit this week, so a lot of missed fairways. It's going to lead to a lot of missed greens. You're targeting a specific type of golfer. I know a new friend of ours that just joined the team, Max. He told me he likes to target golfers that strike the ball well. You don't need to be a good putter to win.
No, I mean, this is an event you're certainly not going to get into a shootout. I would, of course, love, you know, you always say this, like, oh, give me a great ball striker who's also a great putter and he can scramble. Well, yeah, that sounds perfect. There's not a lot of those guys floating around the tour. So I think it's a second shot course. The thing that stands out for me, the par fives, you're not really going to get to them in two. It's more of a wedge fest. So can you control that? Can you really dominate from like 100 to 125 yards out? I think we've seen guys, of course, Ryan Moore comes to mind, who have that mindset that are very successful here.
Yeah, there are. And it's crazy. Andrew Landry is another name that like, oh, well, you know, 7,500 yards, really tough off the tee. How does a guy like Andrew Landry win it? Well, different profile. It's just how he sets up. If you hit a lot of fairways here, you're obviously going to be above the field. So Andrew Landry, when he gets going, does that. Ryan Armour is another name that we'll certainly chat about. Before we move on, let's circle back real quick to the match play. One thing that I talked about with Jeff yesterday on the show, and I just want to get your opinion quickly on, did it get boring for you basically after group stage? Like for me, I mean, there were a lot of upsets. Maybe that hurt it, but it's pretty boring. I hate to say that, but
I love the format of it. I think a lot of it is great. It's just, there's a lot of downtime in golf like that. So that makes it tough. And yeah, I certainly was more, I wanted to see a couple of the big names, and no disrespect to Victor Perez and the group. It wasn't exactly that. I do like that they change it up. And it's a cool break. And now we get back to what we normally do, which is trying to make guys make the cut at TPC San Antonio. And we've got an interesting field even without DJ to do that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the higher priced golfers this week. DJ obviously withdrawing leaves a bit of a hole, but he was priced all the way at 11,800. So it's kind of in a world of his own. Next, you got Tony Finau. For me, 11,000 seems like the best of his golfing season. It was about a month ago. In the last couple of weeks, he's really looked bad. He looked awful, Ben, at TPC Sawgrass. I know the second day he tried to, you know, make a push towards the cut, but he really didn't look good at all. I think if he was 9,800, I'd have interest in him, but 11,000, I'm struggling to get to him this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we've got four guys north of 10K. They're the best players in the field, but none of them scream, you know, they haven't been exactly burning up the winner's circle recently. Decky's on a huge drought. Spieth's on a huge drought. Finau's on a huge drought. And Scheffler, of course, is really searching for some marquee wins on tour. I mean, I don't know what exactly to make of Finau. You summed it up nicely. He was playing world class. He had absolutely nothing going at the Players. Maybe that's a blip on the radar. Clearly, he's in play. But I certainly think that Spieth and Scheffler make more sense. So does the public. And then there's Decky. Going to be the leverage, but is it warranted? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. Last week, you look at his stats. He ended up beating Cantlay, right? And then got beat by both Brian Harman and I forget the other guy in that group off the top of my head. But still, you'd look at it and say, well, man, why isn't he playing well? Actually, Brian Harman and Patrick Cantlay, I don't know if they made a bogey in the first two matches and a ton of birdies. They were both playing incredibly well. So I think Hideki maybe ran into a bunch of hot golfers and just wasn't playing as well. But he's been searching for a while, Ben, and to pay $10,100, we've got to get a top five out of him. And how long has it been since we've just gotten that, let alone a win? I think it's been quite a while. So I know he's going to be probably the lowest owned. I don't know that I can get there this week. I think I'd rather just drop down. But before we talk about those guys, let's talk about Scottie Scheffler. Visibly was tired at the end of the match play. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. I think that carries over this week, or do you think he's able to bounce back on a course? Statistically, he should fit, and he has good course history as well.
I do think that he can bounce back, and he's obviously one of the better players in this field. The approach game, similar to Decky, just to speak to Decky a little, his approach game has ticked back up, and that is a positive. You mentioned that group. Carlos Ortiz was the other guy who's playing pretty well. That was a tough group last week. Scheffler, though, you know, he's going to gain tee to green. He's got to make some putts. He can do that. I think that Spieth is going to be the obvious chalk. It's warranted. He's playing great. He's a Texas guy. So is Scheffler. But yep. I think that's the case right before Augusta. It's just really, you mentioned balance builds are going to be in play. And because DJ's not here, there's really no super expensive guys because that was DJ and the pricing already came out before he withdrew.
No, at the end of this, maybe we'll get a couple of minutes to talk about the Masters. Of course, 3 millionaire makers, yes. The pricing already dropped for that. So there is a couple of things to discuss, but we do have a show right after this. So we'll be at a 255. However, Jordan Spieth, you just mentioned, if he were to win this week, do you think that takes him out of play next week? Like he can't win back-to-back weeks, can he?
It's funny. I was just talking about this on a different show, and he's going to be, barring something ridiculous this week, he's going to be extremely popular at Augusta. We know that he loves Augusta, and he's going to be popular basically regardless. I think this week it's a little trickier just because I do think guys in some regard are kind of working on some things to get ready more so. Not saying they're not trying to win, but you kind of alluded. There's a lot of guys in the nines that are playable, and as we've seen historically, to me, Valero screams more pretty good golfer breaks through than top-end golfer wins.
Agreed. I would love to see Spieth get into contention here this week, kind of like what DJ did at the Houston Open in November, the week before Augusta, given the fact that he ended up winning, of course, got into contention, said how much that kind of helped him get mentally ready on Sunday when he had obviously ended up lapping the field there. So would love that from Jordan Spieth again here this week. I think a top five would be great. Now, looks like just ran through chat very quickly. Looks like there is maybe a little bit of a weather draw. It's still a little early to show, but it looks like maybe Thursday morning there's some wind and then Friday afternoon again. So that could lead to a PM AM advantage. Just throwing that out there. Don't know. Again, we don't normally play that, Ben, but it looks like maybe this week it's something to look at.
The one thing I'll say that I think is more important is the worst of the weather seems to be in the AM on Thursday.
Yep, exactly.
And that is closer. So like say Thursday morning lock is at 7 AM Eastern. You can look at the weather at 6:30 Eastern and you know that you're looking at weather in a half hour. That's going to be a lot more accurate than when you and me have talked about Friday afternoon, potentially bad weather. Yep. We got to wait 36 hours. And stuff can change. So if it looks like Thursday AM is the problem, I will react accordingly. Certainly tomorrow night, we're going to dive into that as well. But I think you're spot on that we have to at least consider it.
And just so that everybody knows if that ends up happening. Hideki Matsuyama and Tony Finau are in the afternoon on Thursday, so they play PM AM. Jordan Spieth, Scotty Scheffler, they are at 7:57 and 8:09 on Thursday morning. So if that ends up playing well, maybe Jordan Spieth will get a quick trip over to Augusta if that ends up happening. Who knows? A couple of other guys, big names that we're going to talk about right now, including the defending champion, Corey Connors. He's going off at 8:09 with Jordan Spieth and Ryan Palmer in this 9,000 range, which, Ben, I do love, barring any big-time weather concerns, which we will monitor. If we're just going to, you know, throw that out for right now, just for analysis purposes, for me, Corey Connors, Abraham Anser, Ryan Palmer, all great starts to a lineup this week.
This range, you look at the nines, you're not going to find fault maybe with Kuchar, but even he, I think there's a reason why people may have interest just because he's starting to show form again. But you mentioned, I think Abraham Anser is a great starting point. He's a San Antonio guy. The irons have been there really playing pretty well, in my opinion. Tee to green checks out. He's lost five straight with the putter in five straight events. That's the big issue. He's got to flip that. And I think he can. Connors is the champ. Palmer is fine. Tringali and Charlie Hoffman both playing outstanding golf. So the 9K range, it's hard to not think people won't take a couple of these guys in a lot of lineups.
Very true. So we've got the Masters coming up next week that we've mentioned a couple of times, Ben, but we also have MLB starting here this week.
It's true.
It's crazy. Amazing time to be a sports fan, no doubt about it. And I'm going to tell you about a little promo we got going on. MLB opening day, it's April 1st, 2 days away, and we have a deal for you. Get your first 9 days of Osmo Plus MLB for just $9 when you use promo code STARTING9. That's starting with the numeral 9. It's going to give you access to everything we have to offer for MLB.